Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. I'm Chicago Tony V. Today is episode 58. We're almost out of the 50s. This is super exciting. Today is Thursday, April 1st, 2021. It should be an interesting show. Let's get some music started first. Bam, bada bing. How is everybody doing today? We can start to catch a glimpse of the end of the week. It's super exciting. Of course, I'm going on vacation, so this is a rather hectic time for me. I leave early Saturday morning. I'm going out west. I'm going to the Grand Canyon. I got some hiking boots yesterday, so I'm fairly certain that the soles of my boots are not going to melt off like they did the last time. I'm going to be triumphant. I'm going to hike the canyon a little bit, hopefully not too much. I'm mostly going to sit by the pool in Vegas. I'm going to play some blackjack, etc., etc. It should be a good time. So it's hectic, as I said. It's hard getting ready for a vacation, all the preparation, etc. And I'm the Big Diesel of podcasting, so, you know, when I can, when an act of God does not intervene and keep me from doing the show, I still got to do this show. I love it. I love you guys. I got to keep on trucking. And I've said several times before, a lot of times I drive into the office and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And today was one of those days. Most days are like that. And then I made the mistake. I was on Twitter because I'm addicted. I made the mistake of, I did something I never do. I clicked the trending thing or the news thing, something. I never read the news. I don't keep up on it. It bothers me. I find it oftentimes silly, kind of depressing. But this morning, for whatever reason, I clicked on. And instantly, I was pissed off. Instantly, I was a little irritated. I want to talk about this story that the Twitterverse gave me. Where I just said, yeah, there's a reason I don't do this stuff. There's a reason I don't look at this stuff. Have you guys heard? I gotta pull it up on my phone. Do I need to use my magnifying glass to see my phone? I do. You Spotify listeners, this is a live stream video as well. And the people can see my magnifying glass right now. This is how bad my eyes are. All right, let me read this to you people. This is from this morning. It says, after criticizing New York's legislation of recreational marijuana, Newsmax host Greg Kelly says he tried the drug once, quote, with some buddies in Kentucky and woke up 4 days later in Nairobi, Kenya. That sounds kind of interesting. I'm gonna read his exact tweet on this. We're gonna get into this. Let's see what happens. So this Greg Kelly from this Newsmax, which I know nothing about. Anyway, here's his tweet. I'm reading. Smoking weed, aka grass. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Smoking weed, aka grass, is not a good idea. I've tried it. Back in the day, and it was, this is all in caps, worse, all in caps, worse. I've tried it back in the day, and it was worse than anything that happened to Hunter Biden. I mean, didn't that dude end up on Pornhub and stuff, Hunter Biden, right? I don't think, worse than Hunter Biden, says Greg Kelly. He goes on to say, I, quote, toked up, unquote, with some buddies in Kentucky and woke up 4 days later in Nairobi, Kenya with no idea what happened. And then he says, all in caps, don't do drugs. This is Greg Kelly. Now, I want to preface this episode by saying, all right, I'm not a weed guy. Well, let me also say, I'm totally against drugs. I know myself well enough, right? With my experience with Little Debbie zebra cakes and Funyuns and breadsticks, etc., etc., I have so little self-control. if I ever tried drugs, right? And I mean like hardcore drugs, you know, cocaine, heroin, blah, blah, blah. I would be screwed. I know this about myself. No question. So that's just been my code of conduct, right? Just, I don't go there. But I mean, oh, and let me also say, all right, so I'm not a weed guy. I'm not a weed guy now, but I see it totally different. It's just not for me. Yeah, I've tried it a couple of times. Who hasn't? Whatever. I just don't get it. When I tried back in the day, as Greg Kelly says, I tried smoking weed a few times. And I mean, you know, one time I remembered I sat on the couch for a super long time and I probably ate way more pizza than I even normally eat. Okay, that happened once. I laughed a little bit harder at jokes than I even remember thinking at the time. It's like I'm sitting here on a couch. I've eaten 9 pounds of pizza, it seems like. And Jesus, I'm laughing really hard. This is the funniest person I've ever been around. Whatever. That's probably the craziest thing that ever happened to me after smoking weed. I tried it a few other times. And I think the other times, either nothing happened or a couple of times I just got anxious. And it's like, all right, I'm going to bed. Like, I just don't get it. It's just not for me. Okay? But I mean, I have friends, dear friends. I'm around people quite often that, I mean, daily pot smokers. And these people are holding down jobs. They're responsible citizens. No problem. So I'm very suspect of this Greg Kelly from Newsmax. This seems like bullshit to me. This feels like a bullshit story. Is this how weed works? You take a few puffs and then you wake up in another country? I'm not so sure. I think there are other drugs that might kind of work that way. You know? And think of the logistics, right? All right, this dude, they're in Kentucky. The idea of anyone from Kentucky making their way to Nairobi, Kenya, which, by the way, Nairobi is the capital. I remember that from like fourth grade. What's the capital of Kenya? Nairobi. I don't even have to look it up. What are the chances, just under normal circumstances, that people from Kentucky are going to end up in Nairobi? Okay, this is pretty far-fetched. Let alone dudes that have now smoked up some supposedly dangerous substance that makes them so crazed that they decide to get on a plane and fly to Africa. Think of the logistics. Don't you need, even back in the day, before all this flu shit? And even, let's say it was even before the 9/11. Dun, dun, dun. You still needed a passport, right? You and all your buddies who are so out of your mind, smoking weed, you're so crazy that you fly to Africa, yet you're together enough that you gathered your passports, etc. You somehow scraped together the money. If you're doing it on the fly, I'm assuming traveling to an airport and saying, yeah, I'm gonna, let's go to Nairobi. That's gonna be a pretty expensive ticket, right? You and all your buddies from Kentucky somehow pulled this off? I call bullshit. Now, Greg Kelly from Newsmax, if you told me, I was in Kentucky, I smoked some weed with some dudes in Kentucky, and if you also told me then someone passed me a mason jar full of this clear liquid, and I started drinking it, and I woke up 4 days later, in a rusty barrel down by the river? All right, that story might have legs. I might kind of buy that story. But I just smoked weed, a dangerous drug. And I woke up 4 days later in Kenya. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Greg Kelly from Newsmax. This person is this is supposed to be news. I'm going out on a ledge and I'm saying I don't buy it. Again, I'm not a weed guy. It's not my thing. I actually don't get it. But I have been around enough people, and Jesus Christ, it's legal now in several states. All right? How are these states handling their citizenry just getting on planes and flying around the world willy-nilly? It seems like people would be up in arms. Do we remember? Does anyone remember the reefer madness thing? Hello? If you go watch Reefer Madness if you haven't. Clearly a propaganda film, right? If you watch the way they depict people who have just smoked weed, it's hilarious. You gotta go find it. I'm sure it's on YouTube, etc., etc. This Greg Kelly from Newsmax article is reminiscent of that whole approach. I smoked some weed and I just was out of my mind. I went totally crazy. If you told me I was in Kentucky, I smoked some weed, and then maybe I smoked some other stuff that I don't know what the Christ it was, and then 4 days later, I woke up, you know, in the back of a 1978 Dodge van with bald tires, right? And we were driving, we were on our way to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and I had a bunch of empty Taco Bell wrappers all around me. Okay, that story has legs. All right, I would buy that sort of thing. Why would this dude, why? This thing is clearly bullshit, right? Is it not bullshit? I'm gonna open up the phone lines a little bit and we're gonna have the pepperonis tell me. I think it's crazy. Now, you know, have you guys ever heard of, I wonder if booze can do this. I got curious that, you know, any of us with friends and family and whatever, you're going to have someone in AA, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, right? And of course, they're all, especially the ones that get over the booze and whatever, they're always talking about the big book, right? The big Bill Wilson. Well, I like to read. I'm curious. I read that book. It's actually a fascinating book. It's a great book. You know, when I read that book, the Bill Wilson dude who founded AA, he tells a story and whatever, and it's very powerful. If I just inserted, every time he talks about booze, if I just replaced it with breadsticks or donuts or zebra cakes, it's like, oh my God, I can relate to this guy completely. I get Bill Wilson, I understand. But in that book, you know, I think there's somewhere where he talks about, like, he went on like a 4-day bender from the booze, and he and his buddies chartered a plane and they went God knows where. Now, at the time, I believe that guy was a guy with some money, some resources. I have no idea how Greg Kelly, especially if this was back in the day, before he started working for some horse shit news organization that promotes stories like this, who knows? Did he really have the money to? I can't believe this was from weed. I'm not a weed guy. I could care less. I don't have a horse in the race. It's not my thing. I literally don't understand it. Now, if people want to put it on a salad, maybe I can understand. I don't know. Does it taste good? I have no freaking idea. Why someone would smoke that stuff, I just don't know. But I know enough to know. I'm surrounded essentially by people who are in that culture and they seem to be doing fine. They're not chartering planes, you know, to Kenya. It's just not happening. I have friends, I can think of friends in my past who got in trouble with some other stuff. I spent a weekend sharing a hospital room once with a dude. This dude was, he was a meth addict. Meth addict. He was young too, like 25 years old. Prime of his life. Dude was a meth addict. And what happened to him was he was high on meth and wandered around. Now, this was back in Washington, D.C. Nothing good ever happens in Washington, D.C. This dude was on a meth bender, and he did wander around for like a week. It was during the winter. He had somehow lost a shoe and didn't realize he had lost a shoe. He told me the whole story. We had adjoining hospital beds. He told me the whole story. He didn't realize he had lost his shoe. That's how nuts this guy was. And he got frostbite. They had to amputate the guy's foot. All right? Now that's a bender. That's a drug, apparently, where you cannot know. You can lose time. You can be out of your mind. And shit happens. And this guy lost his foot. And by the way, it was a couple, 3 days I had to lay next to this poor sap. And this dude was like trying to convince me it's the best thing ever. He talked about meth like it was the sexiest girlfriend he ever had. It's crazy. And I kept telling him, dude, you just lost your foot. Hello, wake up call. Isn't there a, Bill Wilson thing, don't those AA people talk about rock bottom and everything? Couldn't this be a rock bottom? Next time you go on a bender, you're going to have a hell of a limp. You can't wander around the city on one good leg and then a stump. That's not going to work well. Anyway, the dude was like, no, I'm still going. It's awesome. So this Greg Kelly dude, now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to open it up to the pepperonis, and maybe someone can change my mind. I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm an idiot. As a matter of fact, good reminder. Let me do my disclaimer. Please, everything I say is allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes only. I'm a crazy person on the internet, right? Don't believe a single word I say. And let me preface this whole episode. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a drug dude. Maybe I'm totally off. I'll bet someone like the beautiful Robo Kitty probably has a whole lot of experience with weed people, and maybe I'm totally wrong. So let's see. We're going to open it up. But I also like to explain the podcast to everybody. To my beautiful podcast listeners, thank you, because I get to see your stats. When you download the podcast via a podcatcher, maybe it's iTunes, maybe it's Stitcher, maybe it's Spotify, maybe it's Google Podcasts, I get to see the stats. I want to explain what you're listening to so it makes sense. Right now I'm live streaming over Reddit. I do it this way so I can interact with all my lovely friends from around the internet. They're in the comments section right now. I am live streaming across Reddit. It's 7:18 a.m. or so on Thursday morning. I do it this way so we can interact. I can say hi to my friends. I call them Tony's Pepperonis. They're all in the comments section. So Spotify listener, you're going to hear me interact with these people. That's what's going on. That's going to have it make sense. We always got to go back to the podium finish. I love talking about it. These are the first three commenters in Reddit on the live stream. Let's see who we got today. Oh, this morning is Jeffrey, the vet author. Good morning, Jeff. Everyone, Jeff has he's a good Chicago buddy. He has a tremendous Chicago accent. And Jeff's going to be firing up his own podcast. It's super exciting. Jeff, you're going to have a bunch of instant fans from the Pepperoni family. It's going to be great. And Jeff, good gold medal finish, Jeff. I saw you on Twitter earlier. This is very impressive. You're an early riser. In the silver medal position, it is the beautiful inside and out. Everybody knows her. Everybody loves her. The beautiful Georgie girl. Good morning, Georgie girl.
Just a small town girl.
Georgie with the silver medal finish, and in the bronze medal finish is the rabid Scotsman. On Twitter, he has worshipped the pig. He's all about the bacon. He's all about the swine. He's all about the pork. Good bronze medal finish. Good morning to you, sir. A solid pepperoni. I love to see pepperonis you know, climb the ranks and start getting the podium finishes, right? So they can become famous and popular across the internet. It's a lively stream so far. Yeah, Jeff is laughing. Yeah, all the way to Kenya. I think, Jeff, the story... So Jeff says, all the way to Kenya to tripod. I think that... I believe the story that this Greg Kelly is telling is they smoked pot in Kentucky, and they were so out of their minds that they flew to Kenya, and he somehow came to his senses 4 days later. I call bullshit. Someone says my volume is off. Jump 1232 says, who upset Tony? They have to deal with me. You're relative newbie. Welcome to the live stream. Too bad I don't edit anything. That little vocal faux pas is going to be right there in the show. I think Og Shada is the only one that can't hear me. He's saying there's no sound. Good morning, Yak. VIP Pepperoni Yak is in the house. Now, Robo says, by the way, welcome everybody, the beautiful, the elusive, the talented, the artistic RoboCat. There you go. Robo has climbed the ranks. She has her own theme music as well. The board is filling up. I don't know how many slots we have for anyone else. Robo says, I remember when Pamela Anderson stated that she didn't know she was on ecstasy for like weeks. She just thought she was extra happy and then found out what's-his-name was spiking her drinks with it. I'm sorry, but there's no way you're tripping on... And then that's the end of... Yeah, but Robo goes on to say, yeah, that story is total BS. So, Robo, from your experience as a paramedic, I'm assuming you don't see many people that are just in big trouble because they've smoked weed. I'm sure you see a lot of other stuff, and oh my gosh, I'll bet you could tell the stories. But I'm assuming not weed, right? Can you confirm that? Robo says, I love you. Thank you. I love you too. That is why I hopped right on your theme music. And it forever shall be. The show is evolving, everybody. So yeah, this meth head amputee, right? So I've learned, you know, meth can do it, right? You can be out of your mind. You can... apparently lose days. I spent a few days in a hospital bed right next to a dude that had done just that. Robo says, well, it depends what big trouble means. Maybe you're late for a job interview. Exactly. Right. I mean, you know, it's funny. Most of my friends that have been very open with me and said, yeah, I smoke weed all the time. I mean, most of them, you wouldn't ever guess. You wouldn't ever know. They're totally responsible people. They meet all their responsibilities. No problem. Now, a few of them seem to spend a lot of time in the basement. Right? One of them might even be my dopey computer guy. I didn't even think about it. I got to make sure Vince listens to this episode. Although, I love giving him shit. I'm becoming so proficient with this technology. I don't need to reach out to Vinny nearly like I did early on in the show. I'm so proud of myself. It's amazing. Oh, the great Tim McCarthy is back in the thread. Timmy, great to see you. Timmy says, does anyone else picture Tony... as a baby, but it's his current face now with sunglasses and head on a baby's body. Someone who's really good with the Photoshop, Timmy. You know, that could be a fun little project. Phone lines are open, by the way. So, The CMAX 7 says weed is recreational legal here in Maine. Yes, and my point is, and you know, Jeff the vet author too, didn't they legalize it in Illinois, right? So in Maine and in Illinois, are you guys seeing people just lose their minds and jump planes to fly to other countries? Somehow they have it together enough to, you know, gather their passport and pay for their flights, yet they're so out of their mind that they just on a whim decided to fly to another country. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that sounds fun. I actually would love to do that. But I mean, I would do that having full control of my senses. That's the sort of thing I would do. I'm dying to go to Japan and see a sumo tournament. I also want to go to Japan because I have this feeling, and maybe the great Tim McCarthy should come with me, because I think Timmy and I, we could go to Japan and we could feel relatively normal height. I want to do it for my ego. I want to do it for my ego. Timmy says, glad you're back, Tony. Hope all is well. Yeah, I missed. You know what? I do this. This is so part of my routine. I hate missing shows. I missed Monday and Tuesday this week. That was kind of rough. I don't like missing shows. I just don't quite feel right. I don't quite feel right. Oh, and Akius 00, I can't pronounce the Reddit names this morning. What's going on? Says, I'm in Colorado, so yeah, right. The beautiful Pixie from Next on Stage 1 is in Colorado too. I'm not hearing stories, so tell me, friend, are people in Colorado going crazy and hopping planes to fly to other countries? If it's true, I'd like to hear it. Why would this dude, what's the purpose? Why would this Greg Kelly from Newsmax, hello, news is right in the name, and he's spreading this bullshit. Allegedly. Uh-oh, we have a call.
Call from?
Jeff.
Jeffrey, how are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Tony V. What's happening?
Hey, not much. Hey, so are people in the Chicago area losing their shit because they can buy weed now?
Absolutely not. It's like nothing happened, except I remember when they legalized it, and on New Year's Day, I grabbed my son. He was 16 at the time, and we drove to the nearest dispensary. It was in Romeoville, and I just wanted to see. The line of people, Tony, was insane. It had to be quarter mile long. They were lined up, police everywhere, and these old hippies and young kids, and everybody was out there standing in the freezing cold so they can go in there and buy that overpriced pot. Crazy.
What a party. So you actually answered my first question. It's like, so once they opened up the dispensaries and stuff, did the price go way up?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's, I think, 50% tax, 75% tax on that.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know Illinois, just like the toll money, the temporary tolls they installed back in the 70s to fix the roads, and the money disappears. Nobody knows what happens.
Right.
Right? Because they're not regulated. Nobody even knows who's on the board of directors, at least for the tolling. And, yeah, we'll see how far that'll go.
Yeah, those freaking toll roads, man, that's actually one of my pet peeves. You know, it's funny. I mean, I was a little kid when those things went in. But I remember the whole thing was like, oh, yeah, it's temporary. We got to just make ends meet. This is a little temporary thing. Freaking 50 years later, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
But your original, when you were talking about that article of the guy ending up in Kenya, that reminded me. So when I was in the Army, I got to Germany in January of 1990. That was 2 months after the wall fell.
Yep.
And in February, we were going to take a train to Frankfurt, which is about an hour and a half northwest of where I was stationed at. So we get on the train, Tony, get a bottle of, it's like an apple liqueur, get a big bottle of that. We start huffing it and fell asleep. Well, next thing I know, I'm being like shook awake by the conductor of the train. And he's asking us for our IDs. I was like, what the hell's going on? And I look out the window and the houses looked a little different than in West Germany at the time. They were like block style houses and those little trabi cars. I was like, what the hell's going on? And we show him our ID and we ended up in East Germany.
In oh my airport. Gosh.
And it was, like I said, it was like just 3 months after the wall came down. So we get off the train. There were still Soviet soldiers, you know, walking in the square and stuff. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how the hell are we going to get out of here? And we ended up, we were just so, like, drunk. We ended up at a little pub and, you know, we're trying to give the guy dollars and he's exchanging them for this insane exchange rate. And there were some Soviet guys in there and they were selling their uniforms. So I bought those Ushanka, you know, the Russian-style caps with the flaps.
Oh, my
They come
gosh.
Down over your ears. I bought those for $2 a piece.
That's
and
so
they had the
cool.
Soviet symbol. Yeah, they were selling everything. It was insane. But, yeah, that's what alcohol did to me back in the old days.
Right.
And that's why I stay away from pot. That's why I stay away from drugs altogether.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
yeah.
Do you think, Jeff, like in your heart of hearts, like, yeah, I think booze, I mean, all bets are off if you drink enough booze. I mean, but I just can't think of stories of people like smoking a bunch of pot and just crazy shit like that happening.
No, but remember, I went to Catholic school when I was growing up and, you know, that's what they taught you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll end up suicidal or you'll do crazy stuff. And kind of on a side note, it was the same with sex education in Catholic school. It was just, it was moronic how women can get pregnant. And I don't want to sound crass, but like just from dry humping, they had the possibility of getting pregnant. And that's what they taught us. And I, you know, when you're 11, 12 years old and, you know, Sister Lorraine's teaching you this stuff, you believe it at the time.
Yep.
It took me a while to get over that. Honest to God, when I went to public high school then and, I was like, whoa, they're
yeah, yeah.
kind of bullcrap a little bit, you know.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah, I had a Catholic school upbringing as well. And the one that stuck with me, yeah, so obviously sex ed, that basically means I, as an adult, I had no idea how it worked. Like I was, my mind was littered with BS. But the one I remembered for some reason, in fifth grade, I had a nun as a teacher who, she said, I don't know what the motivation was behind this, but she said, when you go into the bathroom, there's very dangerous fumes in there. Like, so you just gotta go in and out like as quickly as possible. So like I had this complex for a year. I used to hold my breath. Like when I was at school, if I had to go to the bathroom, I was panic stricken. It is.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. Because I remember it was real quick in second grade, it was St. Barbara and Brookfield. And there were some kids in there that were slamming the stall doors. Like they're goofing around. And that Sister Lorraine went in there and she beat them with her hand. She beat them with her hand. And the next day we come to school, Tony, and the stall doors are removed.
Oh my gosh.
So there was like no privacy in there. But that woman would just walk right into the bathroom, like not a care in the world. Walk in there, grab somebody, start whipping their ass, and that was it.
Yeah,
you know?
Back in those days, man, nuns had this amazing level of control, and they were like infallible. Like, oh yeah, I saw, you know, slapping kids with rulers. I had the same nun, Sister Ann Lucille. She was built like she could have been a linebacker for the Bears. This lady was a beast, but she would huck chalk. If a kid was talking, she'd be up there writing on the board and she would turn around and just whip chalk. And you could tell she had done it a lot because she had this amazing aim. She could, most of the time, she would actually hit the target. And I mean, she's hucking chalk. Parents, there's something about, you know, whatever, being steeped in the Catholic culture. The parents just went along with it. You know?
Yeah, right. They did not complain about that.
I know.
All right, before I go real quick, yesterday we were talking about serial killers.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, there was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we were talking about women being attracted to this type of person, you know.
Yeah.
And 5 or 6 years ago, like the Google engineers, they did an analysis on search terms related to pornography, and divided it between men and women, like their different search terms. Men, we're gonna just skip that one altogether. But what was amazing that the top five web searches for porn for women, okay, this is kind of related to it. So, was pirate, vampire, werewolf, surgeon, and billionaire. Those were the top five.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
I was trying to correlate it. That's what I was thinking about yesterday. I was correlating that with this attraction towards serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, the power that these men had over, say, for example, over their victims, right?
Yep.
They had this power over them where in these search terms, all these five categories are men in considered either in powerful positions, a surgeon or a billionaire, or men who are in the underground, they're powerful.
Yeah.
Or they're beasts, you know, in this sense that they need to be tamed.
Totally.
If I'm making sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember we mentioned yesterday, it's like, and maybe this is even your comment now that I think about it. It was like, maybe some of these women think, I'm going to fix this guy. He just didn't get enough love, you know?
Yeah, that's what we were discussing that in class. I'm the oldest person in my school.
That's awesome.
I'm still in college. Well, the Army pays for it. So, you know, that was even 25 years I got out, and the state of Illinois pays for a 4-year college degree, 100%.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I don't care if I'm, you know, 65 years old. I'm going to finish.
What are you studying, Jeff?
History. So
that's awesome, man.
But the flow, you know, focus on the Roman Principate, you know, like Julius Caesar and forward. And then, you know, I'm still doing the German thing. So, yeah.
Jeff, I'm working on. I'm telling you, man. Okay, so next time I'm in the area, I'm going to let you know ahead of time. We're going to find a place, you know, somewhere in Lyons or something. I want to belly up to the bar. I want to drink a bunch of beer with you. And I just want you to tell me about history, especially the old Roman shit and all that stuff. Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah. But we're going to have to go to a Serbian restaurant, just so you know.
I'm totally down.
They're going to treat you like a king. They're going to treat you like a king. You're going to get a mountain of meat. You're going to get the meat sweats. You're going to pass out in there. And then when you wake up, we'll drink some shots. Then.
Dude, I honestly can't wait. I really can't wait. So,
all right,
man.
I don't want to keep it. So I'll talk to you next time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care, man. Jeffrey, the vet author. What a guy. Serbian food. I can't wait. Oh my gosh. Meat sweats. Who doesn't like the meat sweats? That's a real thing, you know, the meat sweats. Robo says that's very inspiring, Jeff, that you're in college as an older student. Yeah, that's totally cool. I respect that, but I want to point out, let's not forget. So Jeffrey is a published author. As a matter of fact, I had a Moneypenny finally order his book. It should be here. You know what? I'll bet it's going to be here while I'm out of town. Anyway, I'm going to read Jeff's book, and then I'm going to have him on. We're going to talk about it. But I just want to point out, all right? Jeff's already a published author, a historian, without the degree. So Jeff's just trying to put the cherry on top, right, with the degree. But yeah, I respect the heck out of that. See, I think what we're seeing now, okay, I'm feeling better and better about my stance on this article. All right, so the Mac 7 says, trust me, I've met plenty of people that smoke too much and are super lazy, unproductive, but My brother is a huge stoner and smokes every day, and he is one of the most organized, productive stoners that I know. Yeah, totally, right? There's a lot of people that do just fine. They seem to do just fine. It's not a big deal. So nothing but pot shops. Yeah, nothing. I think you're from Colorado, right? AKS00. Pot shops are like 7-Elevens. I like the analogy because, yeah, in and out. No big deal. I wonder how they're going to justify, looking back, with all the years. Well, think of all the people that probably have done time. Are there people in prison now? Will someone tell me, like, for one of these states where we open it up, and they say, okay, now it's legal. I'm betting that the people that are serving time for weed offenses, which I hope to Christ it's no one or few people, but, I mean, you know, I'll bet there's a lot of people. Did they let them out? Or are those people still rotting in prison? Do we know this? I would like to know the answer to that. Georgie says it's medical use only where I live, and there are like 15 dispensaries in a 2-mile radius of my house. Yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. No big deal. Don't you think they ought to open it up just everywhere, countrywide? Let's party. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Let's just do it. I love how Jeff described too the lines. Can you imagine when a state makes it legal? I'll bet just those lines, it were such a love fest, right? Just people, I mean, and the way he described it, old hippies, young people, everything in between. Oh my gosh, I'll bet that was like waiting in line at, like a Leonard Skinner concert or some shit. Waiting for them to open the gates. Such a love fest. I love thinking about that. Hey, speaking of love fest, I wanted to make sure. So my buddies at the We Have Issues podcast, they just came out with episode 30. Episode 30. I think their Kickstarter now has wound up. I'm so pleased to announce they did like 5 times their goal. It's amazing. So their project, this book they're working on, Play It Again, it's called. This graphic novel they're doing, it's totally a go. They're going to be able to do that. They're also pressing a record. They're writing music for this thing. They're pressing a record. I'm so excited for these guys. And over time, ever since I discovered them, I remember I did a video a while back kind of saying, like, I don't understand how to see their artwork, how to find their artwork. What have they done in the past? Well, they've done a really good job of, like, in their, for the We Have Issues podcast, which they release on video. That's the way to see it. It's also an audio podcast, but you should watch it on YouTube. And, anyway, they've released artwork on their YouTube videos, and I get to see little bits and pieces, and through their Kickstarter, they showed you some of the art. I'm super excited, but they were very kind. They mentioned our show again in episode 30, and they talked about my supposed piano skills. I guess Anthony is working on it's a musical too, right? So they're going to press a record. There's going to be music for this project, and Anthony was saying, I might ask Chicago Tony V for advice on some of the, I guess some of the music is going to be piano, but he's kind of feeling less than. Anthony and Stevie are always down on themselves because they have issues. That's the whole point. They also mentioned the great Tim McCarthy in episode 30 as well. They said some very nice things about Timmy, and Timmy's a great guy. Great to see him in the stream this morning. But I'll tell, so yeah, I'm happy to help out Anthony in any way. Anthony was kind of saying like he's a fake pianist, and it sounds like he thinks of me as a real pianist. But I'm here to tell you, I mean, I think of myself as a fake too. I'm untrained I'm just untrained. I mean, I learned it through my own wits and through just sitting at a piano and just grinding it out. But who knows? I mean, if those guys want to run something past me, and maybe I'll hear it and be like, hey, what if you played it like this? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm not going to sell myself as some sort of accomplished pianist. I think of myself as a faker too. That's the nice thing about writing original music, is then you feel like you're not faking. It's like, fuck, I wrote it. It's my thing. That's the way I want it to sound. Akius00 says, Doc tells my wife with arthritis to buy some THC cream to rub on her joints. Not meant to be a pun. That's funny. Profits in Colorado go for park projects, all kinds of things. Yeah, this is like a win-win. And I mean, come on, it's mainstream. The doctors are telling us, I mean, yeah. A doctor saying, yeah, use this stuff. Hello. It's mainstream. So I really do not understand where this Greg Kelly dude is coming from. Newsmax. I'm not going to be going to Newsmax anytime soon to try and get a snapshot of reality. I don't think I'll be doing that. No, sir. No, sir. Not going to be my cup of tea. I'm really glad. I honestly didn't know when this episode started. I didn't know. Am I on the right track or am I totally missing something? I don't know. Hey, since I'm going out of town, I really do want to chip away at the mailbag. Does everyone want to? Oh, wait, Georgie says. Off top. Oh, yeah, Georgie. Georgie says, off topic. What's up with word of the day? So, Georgie, Tyra did not get around to clipping up all the entries yesterday, unfortunately. So we'll do the drawing tomorrow. We'll do the drawing tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be the drawing for the March word of the day. What month are we in? Are we in March now, or did we just go into April? March, April. I think we're in April now, right? Oh, yeah, April Fool's. April Fool. So we'll do the drawing tomorrow for word of the day. And by the way, so I'm going to change it up. We're going to keep doing contests, but I'm going to change it up. So word of the day is mothballed for now. So in April, we're going to figure out some other way to do a fun contest. It should be super fun. Lovells DeWay says, you have good taste in glasses, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I like these things are growing on me. I can't see shit through them. For you Spotify listeners, I'm on video. I'm in a, what did Chief Fafa call this? A fedora hat, right? And I'm in ridiculous rose-colored glasses that I bought sometime in my past. I found them in storage right around the time I was starting up the Chicago Tony V show. Super exciting. And they're ridiculous, but I like them. People have come to expect them now, even. Jeffrey says it's 27 degrees Fahrenheit in Chicago now, first day of April. Oh, God. That's kind of rough. I do not miss the Windy City temperatures, to be honest. I am well south. Thank Christ. Thank Christ. For those of you who are wondering, I've been very open, but you might have missed it. I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay, mailbag. Here we go. This is a short one. Dear Tony, I want to get a sense of your ideas on fashion. Holy cow. You have a particular look that I enjoy. Oh, we were just talking about it. My glasses, my hat. That's interesting. You have a particular look that I enjoy. Is this just for the show? What do you wear in real life? Are there any fashion trends that you refuse to follow? This is from Laura D. Thank you for the question, Laura. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of funny that we were just talking about how I look. So let me complete for you Spotify listeners how I look, right? We talked about the fedora, the rose-colored glasses. Pretty much every day I wear a collared shirt I get almost every last shirt that I own, I get from L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean. I like their wrinkle-free. There's a pinpoint something or another. They're very well made. They're very easy care. And I get shirts from L.L. Bean and I buy multiples. Like I have, and it's, I'm not saying it's interesting. I think it's boring probably, right? The way I dress is boring. I also wear a ton of fleeces. This is from Columbia. I'm trying to look at my image on the screen. So I wear these fleeces. And this again, I just buy multiples of these things. I'm the most boring dresser you've ever met. So I guess in a sense, when you ask, are there fashion trends that I refuse to follow? I guess I would say all of them. I don't follow any trend. And oddly enough, I have dressed this way. Now, the fedora has been, you know, in my adulthood. But I mean, since I was a kid, I'd be in an Oxford shirt, right? A button-down collared shirt. And I've been places here and there from time to time where people give me shit, right? They'll tell me I'm overdressed, which I think is ridiculous, right? I'm not sitting here in a suit or whatever. It's just a freaking collared shirt. But, I mean, when I go in... this is me. This is how I look. So, this is me day to day. If you were ever out in the Kroger parking lot and Chicago Tony V's walking around, you'd recognize me in a second. This is it. And I actually love dressing this way. And you know what I do? Here's a little hint. It's so easy, right? I never have to make decisions. I just buy the same shit over and over and over. You know how many of this jacket I've bought? The other fleece jackets you've seen? If something wears out or something happens to it, bam, replace it over and over. Now here's what I do with socks. I believe that I have an ingenious approach to socks, which is I buy one kind. That's it. Boom. It's a navy sock. And I have a sock drawer full of the same thing. I never have to match socks because it's all the same deal. That's it. Done. Now, if I'm in athletic shoes, in Chicago, we call them sneakers, right? We say pop. We don't say soda. Where do they say soda? I know a gal from Iowa who I believe said soda. We say pop. I think we say sneakers. Do we say sneakers? Or do we say gym shoes? Jeffrey, what do we say in Chicago? I've been gone for so long, now I'm second guessing myself. But if I'm in gym shoes, then I got an athletic sock, but I just buy the same thing over and over. So my sock drawer is filled with these navy blue socks, all the same kind, mix and match, doesn't matter. And then the little white ankle high athletic socks. Done. That's it. End of story. Akia says, I love the word thing, and you, my friend, are loquacious raconteur. Like your look. So are you saying you love the secret word contest? Now that makes me feel bad that we've put it on hold. You love the secret word contest. A Stranger and Afraid says, what if you need a pink sock? Well, I've lived, at least the past 25 years this way. I haven't needed a pink sock yet. But if I needed a pink sock, I would have one of my assistants go out and get me a pink sock. Because I'm super fancy. Soda is the East Coast, Georgie says. And she says her sock collection is crazy. Good to know. New York City is soda. Says Robo. Do you guys like Robo's theme music? Let's listen to it again. When we're talking about the beautiful, the elusive, the lovely, the intelligent, the talented RoboCat. We play this. Isn't that great? I love it. Robo has her own little theme music. She's moving on up in the world. Stranger and Afraid says, I have a sock collection too, but with a C. Bada bing. And it's Poppin' Minnesota too. I did not know that. I didn't know how far out of the Chicago area Pop went. We have time for another mailbag here. Georgie likes the Robo theme music. So do I. I think it's fabulous. Okay, is everyone ready? I hope everyone's having fun today. I'm glad we didn't talk about weed for the entire hour. Okay. Hey, Tony. I have noticed that you often talk about podcasts that have a focus on mental health, like 20 Tim Minutes and Podcast 27. We were just talking about the great Tim McCarthy. This is crazy. I wonder if you have any personal thoughts or history with mental health that you would care to share. Sorry if this is TMI or none of my business. Love the show. This is from Kent in Texas. We have at least one Texas listener / viewer. This is crazy. Very interesting question. By the way, if anyone wants to send to the mailbag, the email address is chicagotonyvlikevictory@gmail.com. Send it into the show. The Money Pennies are going to screen it. If it's reasonable, I'll read it on the show. This is a very interesting. So Timmy and Haley from Podcast 27. Yeah, they're my podcasting friends. They're some of my earliest friends. And yeah, it is interesting. They both talk. I mean, Timmy's whole show is about mental health, and Haley oftentimes will talk about mental health. I mean, so those guys, I really respect those guys because I think what they're doing is incredibly brave. Incredibly brave. I'm assuming that it's not easy to turn on a camera or a microphone and talk to a bunch of people and say, hey, yeah, I have struggles, you know, and here's what it is. And I've been diagnosed with this and that. So, I mean, right from the start, I mean, I respect those dudes. I like their shows too. I listen to every Timmy episode. I love listening to Haley. Haley's got such a beautiful voice. So do I have a history? Personal thoughts or history with mental health? I mean, I don't. I've never been diagnosed with anything that I can remember. I'm old, and I'm losing my marbles. But I mean, I'm a crazy person. I'll tell you one thing. I'll bet if I went to a psychiatrist, I'll bet I could get diagnosed with something. I don't know what it would be, but I'm sure if a dude talked to me long enough, or a lady, doesn't have to be a dude. Because I'm a crazy person, I'll just share with you my own approach or my own kind of outlook. Because yeah, sometimes I get sad, right? Sometimes I call up a pepperoni and I cry to them even. So it's not like my life is all puppy dogs and ice cream. Although, I mean, on whole, on average, I do want to say it's pretty fun being me. I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time too. Georgie says, so much respect for folks who can talk about that stuff. Yeah, totally. Totally. And I mean, they're helping people. How many people is the great Tim McCarthy helping? Scads. I mean, so I commend him and I hope he keeps on going. Here's just my own outlook and approach and just the way I think. Okay, this is just me. I view my whole life as a collaboration. This is going to be deep here a little bit. I view my whole life as a collaboration, okay? And here's the way it works. This is simply the way I look at it. I have And I feel like we all have these things we're given from our Creator. Call him God, call him Buddha, call him Krishna, I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. Whoever the Creator is, the Creator gave us certain things like feelings and senses and a brain, you know, thoughts, and we're all wired differently. Every last one of us, we're all a beautiful snowflake, right? And just the way I look at this is, so the Creator gave me these things, these senses, these thoughts, this way to sort of logic through this thing. And I personally have always seen it like a collaboration. So when I'm going through life and I'm feeling really bad, this is just me, people. The way I see it is like these senses and whatever in this brain, this wiring I've been given from the Creator is telling me something. So it's a collaboration. This wiring that I was given as a gift, now I'm gonna use it to see if I can navigate things. So, and maybe this is, again, this is just me. Because I think this way, this has kept me from, instead of seeking help, which, I mean, trust me, at times, I've been horribly depressed. I'm sure I would have been diagnosed and whatever. But the way I look at it is like, okay, is there a reason, right? Is there something, is my person telling me, is my being telling me this as a way to guide me in some other, is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there something I need to change? I'll tell you the telltale one. A lot of times when I'm feeling down and out, when I'm just having a rough time, lo and behold, I've been eating a few too many zebra cakes. I've been eating a few too many breadsticks. I've been dipping into the special sauces a little too much. Judges, sometimes when I'm not feeling good, can I backtrack and say, is there maybe something I'm ingesting? Is there a pattern that I can look to that says maybe you're eating total Frankencrap? Maybe that has something to do with the way you're feeling. Just for me, judges? Judges say yes. Judges say yes. This is just for me. So I just have this, the way I'm wired is, I'm a very contemplative person, and I also, I have no problem looking at myself and saying, hey, maybe you're being a dipshit. Maybe there's something kind of off, and you need to go some other direction. I have no problem doing that. Nowhere Man 2 says, psychiatrists in America use a book called the DSM-5 to diagnose, and literally everyone fits at least one criteria. It's messed up. Nowhere Man says, do you believe in creationism, evolution, or a combination? I guess I would say maybe a combination. The straight up evolution story, I have sort of problems with, especially like when you start to really dig into, let's say, who's the freaking guy that where the whole evolution, Darwin, right? Darwinism, right? Well, if you really start to look into his life, okay, you start to see things that they don't really readily tell you, like. He came from one of the wealthiest families on the planet. So this is like some elite dude that maybe the elite people are interested in a bit of a get out of jail free card that could be used as a reason to say, well, I'm sorry we're dominating you. I'm sorry we're worth trillions while you're worth 100,000. I'm sorry, evolution. Sorry, it's science. Anyway, that's a discussion for another day. I'm probably somewhere in between. I believe there's a God, there's a Creator. I mean, this thing is too crazy for there not to be something. I don't think we're just flying through space in a vacuum for no reason. Nowhere Man says it's just neurotransmitters and hormones all triggered by environment and ourselves. Now, I will say this. I want to get this on record, okay? I know a lot of people who I think have really been helped by the medical profession, by the mental health. So, I mean, I've seen too much firsthand experience of friends that have been in real trouble and then it's really helped them out. So I'm not saying there's not something there. All I'm talking about is how I'm wired, which I think is unique. I'm a weird dude. And I just think in this way, when I'm feeling really bad, I sit with it and I analyze it. And I just think, I wonder if there's something I need to tweak, you know? So I see it as this collaboration with the creator. I was given all these senses and this brain and this thing. And I just, for whatever reason, I have the ability to sit there in the bad feelings for a while. And sometimes for a real long time. Rabbit Scotsman says, a psychiatrist would have a field day with me. I've had dreams about being chased by cheeseburgers and even Pizza the Hut. Those don't sound like nightmares necessarily. I'd like to be chased by a cheeseburger or a Krispy Kreme donut. Some days I think I might even be like to be chased, you know, by a beautiful baby, maybe a robo-kitty. You never know. Hey, we're at an hour six. It's been a long show. I want to say thank you to everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm going to be back again tomorrow morning. It's so fun to be with you guys. I just love this. I hope you all had a good time. I'm going to miss you guys next week. But I'm excited to recharge the batteries. I love you all. Feel free to reach out throughout the day. This is what makes my day worth living, is interacting with all the pepperonis all day, every day. It's beautiful. Call me, text me, whatever. DM me. I love you guys. Spread the word about the show, too. Let's grow it. All right, don't take any shit from anybody. I'll see you guys tomorrow.